On this episode of Pottages.
First is the worst, second is the best, third is the one with the treasure chest. What's up?
Okay, 10 points to Gryffindor.
Well, Davis would be in... No, Davis would be
no,
in Hufflepuff.
Davis, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? But he's so, like, brash and just, like...
No, Hufflepuff. V-mon, I'm your friend. He's Hufflepuff.
You're gonna need a password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
Pottages!
Welcome to Pottages, episode 306.5, Family Feedbacker.
Tokyo Davis Part 3 Feedback.
Recorded May 5th, 2016.
Pottages is your critically nostalgic analytical tour through the Digimon anime. I'm Jeff Ruberg, and I'm joined by Ashton McDonald.
That's me.
Asher Soffin.
I see we're going back to the classics.
And I've replaced Andrew.
Oh, return of Robomon. I guess Robomon isn't the classic, though.
She's kind of classic.
Andrew was unavailable last minute, so we found a... how would you describe? A more...
I don't know what you're going for.
I don't know what I'm going for either.
A more robotic replacement. A more punctual replacement. A more present replacement.
Auburn.
A more Auburn replacement?
No, it was supposed to be O-burn, but...
Oh.
I heard Auburn.
Uburn.
There you go.
Okay, there we go.
There were a lot of O's and H's that were not pronounced. Let's go right up to Digimon news. And the only thing I could think of, it's been a while since we recorded feedback, but the main piece of news, and only piece of news, was that there is a summary released about Try Chapter 3. We'll have a link to it in the show notes where you can read a translation of it. And yeah, there's stuff there. We got a couple of questions asking if we're going to do a episode talking about the description, and I think we decided that actually I decided that like it's probably not too much there to go on a whole episode about it. So if there's another PV, we might do an episode, but not for just description. But I figured we could have a spoiler-free discussion of it, a reaction here, just quickly. Yeah. So Ashley, what do you think?
Patamon was basically my only reaction. Oh no, Patamon.
Asher, what do you think?
I didn't see this.
Are you trying to stay unspoiled?
Do you not want to see it?
Or did you just not happen to see it?
I would prefer to stay unspoiled, yes.
Mm. Yeah, I think for chapter 2, there was stuff revealed in the description, which came out before the PVs. There was never, like, the PVs didn't reveal. So it's not like this will become obsolete once. It's not like the PVs have more information, strictly. I mean, they do have more information, but it's not like this is a subset. So
I don't understand what you're saying at this moment.
What I'm trying to say is, like, in the description for chapter 2, there was stuff about, like, Ogremon showing up after the bathhouse and stuff. Like, there was stuff that was not evident of, like, description comes out and the PVs are just the same information but more. It's like there's, if you want, it makes sense to watch PVs and not read descriptions, because descriptions I think reveal more than the PVs. That's what I could have said. It's just the PVs are almost more spoilery than the descriptions are more spoilery than PVs in some sense.
Ugh, hear me. All right, whatever. I am also looking back at it now. I'm like, why is time in quotation marks? That's shitty.
Well, Japanese puts a lot of weird, because I think if they put something in quotation marks, it's in katakana a lot of the time, or in English, so it could be something weird, or it just could be for emphasis. Sometimes they use katakana the way we use italics.
I think, without going to spoilers, I can't talk too much about that, but there's a lot of potential in this, and it's a little nerve-wracking, but... I don't know. There's so much time between now and then. I'm trying not to get hyped about it, because last time that happened, last several times that's happened, it's been disappointing.
Last every time.
All the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now on to iTunes review. We have a new Transgarbled review. This is from Zarwine in Canada. Ashley, can you read the Transgarbled review?
I'm reading the messed up one first.
Yes.
I don't, is it, it's not just Av, is it like a V?
Ave!
The English word is Av, so.
I don't know. Ave. These disputes that, as one Digimon adventure rewatching, is that you ask is what? It is interesting, and a lot of power to be added as desired. I hope you have as ladies, and everyone, by starting at a time, case 2. That's just nonsense.
Actually, I hope you have as ladies. And everyone.
And everyone.
I like how we can take reviews that don't contain interesting and add interesting in them by translating them back and forth. And the actual review was titled, "It's Great, and these discussions are really what I've been looking forward to since rewatching Digimon Adventure 01. It's entertaining, and there are a lot I could relate to. I hope you guys start on Adventure 02 soon." So, thank you for that review. Long belated. This is from 2014. So...
We started 02. We may have finished 02. I don't know.
At some point.
I wish we could go back to 02.
Oh!
I'm deleting that.
No, you're not.
Some big words.
I'm censoring opinions that disagree with mine.
This is a dictatorship.
Yep.
It really is, though.
I know.
Anyway.
Don't think about it too much. So now on to rejected titles. Actually, what were some of the rejected titles?
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, Pigs and Cowboys, Tearing the World Apart, Jerry's Date with Destiny, Our Biggest Dreamers, Cutting Down the Family Tree, Pruning the Family Tree, and Family Tiebreaker. Didn't we go with Family Tiebreaker? Wasn't that the real?
Oh, yeah. No. I guess I forgot to delete the one that's actually rejected from the list. I can see like the initial ones where you being like, oh my God, cowboy, oh my God, cowboy.
There were no cowboys in this arc.
Oh my God, Leomon is cowboy.
We'll get to that, Asher. Oh. We'll get to the cowboy.
Okay.
And the results of the Ridiculous Dialogue Draft poll, just a reminder that you can vote on the Ridiculous Dialogue Draft poll by just going to the episode page. So for this, it was podditch.com/306. You can still vote. We don't close it, but we're declaring winners now. But keep in mind that you should vote for the next episode. So the winning pick with by far the most number of votes was this one.
Are you sure he's your partner?
Yes!
How come?
Okay,
thanks.
Which is my pick.
The okay, thanks makes it.
Yeah, the okay, right. Okay, thanks is basically what makes up for like otherwise mediocrity.
Right, yeah. It's kind of a standard Jerry response. But Takato being like, okay, yep, that makes sense.
Takato is actually a really great protagonist.
Mm.
Sometimes.
Are you saying that Tamers is better than 02
no.
then?
I'm really not.
And then everything else, basically every other thing got tied for second place. And then third place where we had two picks that got zero votes.
Yes.
And they were this one.
It'll take more than my brush to beat this Deva.
Can you at least paint him a new face?
That was pretty good. Zero votes. And the other one.
I should go before her tears make me stay.
So secretly Ash and I won this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like golf.
Yeah. Duh.
I mean, we've had fewer voters for Tamers because I think people are just fewer fans are interested in Tamers in 02, but so it's not
really?
Like yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there's like a lot more people that like Tamers are more vocal about it. But people are more like bought up into the adventure ecosystem, I think. So when we were in 02, it was like a big deal when Zion got zero votes and was like, wow, this is like so rare. This is like spectacularly bad that you were able to get zero votes. It's a little bit easier now, but still kind of commendable. But yeah, so I got the most number of votes because I'm best. Then Andrew was second place. And then both of you tied for third place.
Yes.
At least I'm not alone.
First is the worst, second is the best, third is the one with the treasure chest. What's up?
Wow.
Go on.
Wow, even I'm judging you, Ashley.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Robotmon.
So now on to the results of the Podigious Fantasy Draft. If this is your first time listening to our feedback episode talking about the Fantasy Draft, it's basically a thing where in the main episodes we pick our favorite characters, and what you can do before the main episode comes out is submit who you a team of a human and a Digimon, and basically like it's a team, like it's a tamer team, and then you basically try to predict who we pick as our favorite characters, and you get a point for each time one of the characters you pick is one of our favorites, and then we have a running scoreboard of everyone's points. But so in addition to those, we also award points to the teams that we find the most incongruous and the most, we should have better like snappy words for these. We have the most incongruous team and the team we want to exist the most.
Most desired team, Jeff.
Most desired. Desire has all sorts of other connotations. Anyway, there were a lot. So this is the first time for 306 was the first time we opened it up to replying on social media, which also meant that there was no longer a requirement of it being a unique team. So we got a couple of different repeats this time. A lot of people chose Liamon.
Mm-hmm. And we did not know.
None of us chose Liamon, no. But there were a couple of different Rika and Liamons, and Seiko and Liamon was common, which surprised me. I didn't even think about that combination.
Two Seiko and Liamon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out who our most incongruous team is. And I think it has to go to Yamaki and Makuramon.
I agree.
Yeah. yes, sure. Why not?
I mean, but also, I mean, Seiko and Liamon is also...
No. Seiko and Liamon is perfect. No.
That's the most desired team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there isn't even another option.
Okay. So if we come to a consensus and we only award one point, if we all disagree, then we give a point for each person. But we're all coming to a consensus for both of these. Most incongruous is Yamaki and Makuramon, and most desired is Seiko and Liamon, right?
Yes.
The consensus has voted.
That's not how a consensus works.
We've already had this discussion.
Yeah. In the future, Ashley.
Ooh, in the future's past. I don't know, whatever.
Leaderboard now is Rika's my favorite in first place, Embermoto in second place, and Erjimon in third place. So congrats to all of you, and keep an eye out on the forum or on social media for when, I think by the time we post this episode, we'll put up the Fantasy Draft for the next episode for 307. And and there's a prize at the end of the season for whoever has the most points. It's going to be the DVD box set of Tamers and the Tai Chi and Agumon figure, whenever we get both of those. And there's still a chance, even though we're six episodes in.
You can get lots of points if one of us, or if like multiple of us pick the same person and you pick that person too.
Right.
That's how Rika is my favorite. Busted out.
Right. They got like 3 points last round, I think. Yeah. So that's cool. Now on to voicemails. Whoa, that was creepy. They like, my timer went up right then.
Yeah. Oh. I thought your voice was creepy. Like you were trying to be a ghost.
Voicemails. Totally. Okay. So this first voicemail didn't have a name attached to it. Wait, what was the question of the week?
That's a good question. It was, who was your favorite family member and why?
So this first voicemail, it didn't have a name attached. So I think let's hit the play and see who it is.
Whoa. Hey, everyone. Davis here. Long time no see. I'm here to answer this week's question. Who's my favorite family member? Well, it's definitely not my sister, Jude. I hate her. Why? I'm not sure. Probably because society instructs young boys not to get along with their sisters or any other girls their age in general. So I guess that means it's probably a tie between my mom or my pop. Wait, do I have parents? I don't really remember them from the show. I mean, my life. Wait, am I an orphan? I don't know. Looks like I'm gonna have to check the Digimon, Digital Monsters Wiki, to find out. Well, anyways, love the show, guys. Take care. Bullseye, baby!
Oh my god. This is amazing!
That was amazing! Can we give that person points?
In what? Just anything? Just
Yeah, just give them 10 points.
Yeah. Okay, 10 points to Gryffindor.
Davis would be Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Really? But he's so like brash and just like
no Hufflepuff. Vemon, I'm your friend. He's Hufflepuff.
Hilarious.
Also, yes, Davis has parents.
Yes, do we ever see them?
Yeah. His dad talks to TK's mom. He gives her I forget what he, I don't know. They had a stupid conversation in English about Davis's grades or notebooks or something.
What?
And I think he has a mom. I don't know. We may not have ever seen Mrs. Motomiya.
Mrs. Motomiya has a weird ring to it.
It does.
Yes. So thank you for the great voicemail. I'm actually not sure because they sent, like, their email has a name attached to it, but then their message, they didn't mention any name, or they didn't mention anything. It's just they have an NPC that says Davis call. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, I want to give them credit if they want credit, but I also don't want to, like, out them if they didn't intend to.
I'll just give them points and they can redeem the points by telling us whether or not they want the points.
Oh, sure. You know who you are if you sent this, and you're great, and thank you.
You know who you are.
Well, we're not going to say your name because we're not sure if you wanted your name to be shared publicly. But thank you very much. The next voicemail comes from Jackie, a.k.a. Rika's My Favorite.
Hey, guys. This is Jackie, a.k.a. Rika's My Favorite. Okay, so I know she's not really a family member, but since you guys called Mrs. Saji their school mom, I'd have to say she's my favorite. As an aspiring teacher, her scene had all the feels. I could only imagine students of mine deciding to do something equally dangerous and having a very similar reaction. And hers felt both genuine and appropriate. We don't know exactly what she decided to do with the information she got, but you could tell without a doubt she cares for these kids. Plus, she's voiced by the same actress who does Kari, so that's like a million extra points in her favor. But if I had to choose a real family member, I'd say my favorite is Rika's grandmother, Seiko. Seiko's understanding and trusting, and it helps that Rika's independent, and Renamon comes off as very strong and as someone who will protect Rika. I still feel she should have been a little more concerned for Rika's safety, especially as she seems to be the more present parental figure in Rika's life. I have a feeling Rika would not have told anyone if her grandmother hadn't surprised them, though, so I'm glad Seiko was there. Her grandmother gave Rika the confidence she was afraid to show she was lacking. Well, that's all I got here on my end. Thank you guys for all the hard work you put on the podcast. Bye.
Good points.
Rika's grandmother is the correct answer.
It's true.
It's true. I think there's a degree that, like, Seiko has to be cool with things in order to, like, be a cool character to the audience. You know, because, like, to the audience, anyone who has a normal reaction, which is like, no, I'm not letting you leave, like, no, is annoying to the audience. But, like, they want us to be like, oh, yeah, she's so cool. So I feel like, to some degree, she has to have an unrealistic reaction.
It also makes me think that she had a really wild life when she was younger.
Oh,
and she might still. Right?
I went to my digital world when I was your age.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, everyone totally theorizes that Matt's dad is one of the original Digidestined.
But it doesn't make sense.
Well, no. It's based on, like, one line.
I really want it to make sense, but it doesn't.
Aww.
So the next voicemail is from May from Lost in Translation Mon.
Rika's grandma. Come on. Is there any other answer? She reminds me a lot of the grandma from Summer Wars and the fact that, you know, she's old and she's pretty cool and, yeah. But I don't think that any other family member in Tamers really has that much growth as Rika's grandma.
Oh, burn. Cool. I don't think it's meant as burn.
Oh, what? Okay.
I said burn because, like, because May said they didn't have, no other character had as much growth as Rika's grandmother, but it wasn't really a burn.
I don't know if I would call it growth unless we're talking about growth completely off screen, because she is a very cool grown up, but.
I mean, the grandma from Summer Wars made my mom cry, so obviously that's a good comparison.
Yeah, when I think about it, she does remind me a lot of her. But the Rika's grandmother reminds me a lot of. But I think it's just like the archetype of the powerful older woman who is like matriarch, and also the setting, the traditional Japanese home. A lot of things trigger that.
Yeah, wait, how did they get that fancy home? Is it? I guess we're supposed to believe that it's Rika's mom because she's some fancy. Because
she's a wealthy. No, Rika's grandmother is a wealthy Yakuza member.
I mean, leader. That would be awesome.
So May also sent in another voicemail?
Rika's grandma. Come on. Is there any other answer? She reminds me a lot of the grandma from Summer Wars and the fact that, you know, she's old and she's pretty cool and, yeah. But I don't think that any other family member in Tamers really has that much growth as Rika's grandma. And she's cool.
That was the same, wasn't it?
I agree. So May also sent in another voicemail?
Rika's grandma. Come on. Is there any other answer? She reminds me a lot of the grandma from Summer Wars and the fact that, you know, she's old and she's pretty cool and, yeah. But I don't think that any other family member in Tamers really has that much growth as Rika's grandma. And she's cool.
It's like Haruhi's endless 8 debacle is going to happen right here.
So may I also send another voicemail?
No, you're not.
Rika's grandma. Come on. Is there any other answer? She reminds me a lot of the grandma from Summer Wars and the fact that, you know, she's old and she's pretty cool and, yeah. But I don't think that any other family member in Tamers really has that much growth as Rika's grandma. And she's cool.
I agree. Good answer. Thanks, May. So another listener named May, I think, sent in another voicemail.
No, Jeffrey, stop.
Rika's grandma. Come on. Is there any other answer?
Ashley, she reminds me a lot
of
the grandma from Summer Wars and the fact that, you know, she's old.
I mean, if this is going to keep going, I'm probably going to play some video games.
So, okay, to explain what's going on here, May sent this voicemail to us, and I guess they were sending it over, they explained in our Slack, actually, over wireless, and that somehow it got sent to us 10 times. So over the course of the day, we got 10 different emails from May. Yeah. Yes, so I was actually playing 5 different files there. There wasn't the same file on repeat. It was 5 different files I downloaded. We only got halfway through.
Yeah, great. You know, Haruhi's Endless 8 could have also used to be 4 episodes, so...
Yeah. Okay, so now let's go on to general comments. Yeah, so the first thing I wanted to talk about is that something that I should have mentioned, and I forgot to mention in the podcast that I think we should have done, which was ask for people who actually kept talking about how Leomon's a cowboy, and we were like, no, Leomon's not a cowboy, actually, this is silly, blah, 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 and I still think it's silly. But I wanted to call for listeners to Photoshop cowboy hats onto Leomon. And we mentioned this in our Slack for Patreon, and one of our Patreon Digimyths actually did this. And so we'll have in the show notes, you can see all these images. There are 3 different ones, and they're all pretty funny because Digimyth tried to put Mimi's pink cowboy hat on him, and it's so jarring. But the one where he's posed with the orange juice and Jerry, that's my favorite.
That's pretty good. I mean, it, yeah.
But if you want to make your own, if you want to make more, you should really do it, listeners.
You want to make fan art of it? Like, oh, that'd yeah. be also oh, awesome.
My, oh, if you want to do, oh my God, we no pressure, but that would be amazing. I'm still so conflicted about it. Like, I feel so bad about like implicitly asking for free work. If you are going to draw stuff and you want to draw more and like this idea of Leomon as a cowboy and like how much the juxtaposition shows how ridiculous it is, which disproves Ashley's point, then.
No.
No.
No, the one of dark Leomon with the like brown black cowboy hat looks perfect. Quite honestly.
So yes, so thank you, Digimyths, for making these. These are great. So the first comment is from Kaidawashi on our forum, and they mention, so here's what they said. There was a scene, so this is in response to, I guess, my claim, I think, that Henry didn't say anything to his dad before leaving. And so they clarify. There was a scene there where Johnny was on the computer and calls Henry in for his depower. He does start to say something, but that's when they're called for dinner. Johnny says to talk at dinner, but that wouldn't have been a great time to bring up the whole leaving thing. Right. Yeah, that was a good point. And so I think in my initial claim was that Henry makes no effort or very little effort. And I think this shows that he was like very much on the fence and just awkward timing, which I think kind of like...
Didn't we argue this with you?
I think so.
I thought I argued this with you.
Maybe, and I just forgot. It's possible. So I wanted to bring it up to clarify in case I didn't bring it before, because we didn't bring it before. So Kaidawashi also mentions a detail about Rika's departure, which Ashley, I think you noticed when you were taking screenshots, which...
Yeah, and it really affected my reading.
Yeah, so here's what they said. Oh boy, Rika's departure. I'm actually surprised Jeff didn't bring us up during the discussion, considering he had mentioned checking out differences between the two versions, but there were a few bits taken out of that scene with a dress. Perhaps this may be painting Jeff's impression as well. I know it certainly changed a bit for me seeing the whole thing. Before Rika's walk in, Rumiko is shown sipping wine. She isn't blushing because she's touched by Rika's dress. She's blushing because she's buzzed / possibly drunk.
Mm.
Perhaps the fact that wasn't included originally meant that there was more to that scene than we were reading.
The other thing that's different is at the end of it in Japanese, Rika walks away, whereas in English it just cuts away when she's still standing there.
Oh, yeah. That. Mm.
Which is like, that makes it a very brief scene in which like her mom is like clearly drunk and doesn't fully comprehend anything. And then that makes it sadder.
Mm-hmm.
Way sadder.
Yeah, it's not nearly as, like, the reading I had, it was totally from the English version. I think to clarify, like, why I let this slip past, what I've been using is a resource I'll link to in the show notes, which is this Tumblr blog that goes through and compares the Japanese version and the English version. And so some things are obvious enough that I go and, like, actually play the Japanese version and compare, but most of the time I'm just going on these notes, and then if something stands out, then I'll look into it. And I guess this, it mentioned that there was the shot of wine, which I was like, okay, that's like a minor edit. Like, they just didn't want to show wine, like, whatever. I didn't think through the ramifications of how it actually changed the scene, which, yeah, it was obvious once you're actually watching it to take screenshots. Yeah, like, I really like the reading that I got from the English version, which I think I don't really see seems like there's too much in the Japanese version to come up with that reading anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the picture you're painting is that she is kind of like, oh, mom, I did this thing for you. Oh, I'm kind of put off by how not present you are, so I'm going to walk away, and now I'm leaving.
Yeah, I mean, that was the impression I got from it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
I don't know. It also makes Rika's sort of withdrawal from her mom a lot more real and complex.
Yeah. It explains, like, that it's not just like, mom, I don't like what you like.
Yeah. I mean, it's also like she's forcing that on Rika.
Right.
But this is more like her mom really just does not see her daughter.
Yeah. I guess when we're talking about the Japanese version of Rika, we technically should say Ruki. But
whatever.
It's hard to context switch like that. We're not used to using the name Ruki. Next comment was from Sulix in our forums, and this was about episode 21. And they said, this seems a lot like filler until you've seen the rest of the series. It's setting up a lot of stuff in a way that isn't really obvious. Leomon, Jerry's obsession with Destiny, Makuramon being creepy / staring at Kalamon, and the earthquake for the next episode. At the same time, it works well as a standalone episode, giving the characters a chance to actually be quite funny. And I just wanted to bring up that point because that was a really good description of how, it's something I hadn't thought of, how the episode really does feel like filler, but it feels like good filler. And only like in the context of later stuff do you realize like this really is really important stuff. And I think that's a kind of cool way of them, I don't know, like kind of playing on that you expect this to be kind of fillery, but being important later. That's cool. So another comment from Sulix was that, so just to point out a reference, they said, I never noticed before, but Takato's flag is totally referenced to the Seven Samurai flag. So in the show notes, we'll have images of both these flags. And yeah, it does seem very similar. In particular, it's that there are obviously seven samurai, and the way, see, I didn't know how much of the flag was generic thing or not, but the having the, so this is different in the most recent iteration of the flag because they added Jerry, Leomon, Kazu, and Kenta, but in the original design with, it has seven because it's the three tamers, their Digimon and Kalamon, which looks very similar to the Seven Samurai. Yep. Mm. Which is a cool thing to point out. So, Ask Podigis, this is where you can send us random questions and then we'll answer them. You can send them to us at any point. We'll, before we record a few back episodes, we'll put out a call on social media that we're recording, so ask us questions. But you can also just at any point send us a question, we'll add it to the queue. So some of the ones we're going to get to are from September, because that's how far the queue goes back, but we are running low on that soon, so feel free to send us whatever. So this first question is from today, and it's from Victor, who is one of the hosts of the Digimon Rewatch podcast. And the question is just, whose side are you on? Ashley, whose side are you on?
Rika's.
Okay.
Whose? What?
Rika's.
Oh, yes.
Asher, whose side are you on?
Season 2's.
Oh!
Burn!
I don't know why you are thinking these are burns, but okay.
I don't know. So I think the hidden meaning behind this question is Captain America Civil War sides.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm on the side where everybody gets along.
Wait, is the movie out already?
Yeah.
I'm on the side of I'm not going to watch that movie.
And I'm on the side of forcing Ashley to watch that movie.
No.
From what I've heard of the plot summary, it seems like Iron Man's position is very hypocritical and illogical and silly, but also that, what's his name?
Captain America?
Yeah, but like, what's his actual name? Cap?
Steve
Rogers, yes. That his position is the more logical one in the context of the characters in the movie, but that it has shades of being very similar to the not all men kind of anti-feminist reaction. So I don't know how much of that's actually a thing. I saw a couple of jokes on that on Twitter. I don't know if that's like jokes or actually valid or intentional readings. I don't know because I haven't seen the movie, but
passive aggressive much, Jeffrey? Jesus.
Oh, I didn't mean like that. But in general, whose side am I on? Ooh. GIF. We have the option if you want to become a Patreon and I guess dictate how we have to say GIF if enough people vote for GIF, but like
GIF, like graphics.
I mean, I'm on the one hand very care about GIF versus GIF.
GIF, like not peanut butter.
Well, on the other hand, I think that they are both valid. Like, on my like a rational, logical level, I'm like, they're both valid. And what the only thing I actually hate is people who say, it's GIF, you are wrong for saying GIF. The creator says GIF, so you're wrong if you say GIF. Like, that's, I hate that. And what I prefer is just, they're both fine. Like, one is more common, and the more common thing is preferred in how you use it, because you want to go with the more common thing generally, which is GIF. So that's why I'm like, well, I prefer this, but I think the only side that's wrong is the side that says the other side is wrong. So next question was from September and from Tenacious Pod on our forum. And they asked us what our favorite anime series are.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh.
Wow, really? That's your favorite anime?
Yeah, I think
of all
so.
Time.
Well, that's a hard question. But I mean, it's the one I keep coming back to whenever people ask this question.
Oh, really? I hear so many people talk about Hunter x Hunter that makes me intrigued to find out what he wrote before Hunter x Hunter, but...
Okay, well, I believe I've said this before, but mine is Escaflowne. But to give some other anime that have been formative to me...
Wait, we only get to pick one!
What? But it's boring for me.
I actually was thinking, like, actually... I guess it's not obvious to listeners that, like, to me, it seems that that's too obvious of an answer because, like, your username was Escaflowne-based, your email, all these things are like, well, it's obviously Escaflowne. But I guess to listeners, it's not as obvious because it's not like you talk about Escaflowne on the podcast.
Well, it's Escaflowne. I don't know. I thought it was going to be a silly thing on Fox Kids, and then I watched it and I was like, this is the best thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Well, see, this is how I feel about Yu Yu Hakusho, kind of, except, like, because, I mean, look, it's not, you know, literature or anything, but, like, it was very important to me for a long time.
I mean, I saw some Yu Yu Hakusho on TV and just was like, all right, it's generic anime, like, I never got into it.
I mean, yeah, it's not going to be your thing, but I don't like Escaflowne that much, so, you know.
Yeah, because you're wrong.
Ashley, we've been over this and the fact that we have almost completely opposite tastes in everything.
Yep, but we can agree that Maid-sama is awesome.
So I'm kind of judging, this is my reading of Shonen Jump long-running series in general, but also having seen a little bit of Hunter x Hunter, which the same mangaka as Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
Is that the other kind of thing that you just watch a couple episodes of, it is not very impressive. You're like, okay, I don't really see the point of this. And their joy and like what makes them special to people is being along for a very long ride and having a lot of emotions and memories tied up into it, both in the characters going through a long journey, but also kind of people going through a long journey of watching, or just because it takes a lot of time, or because you watch them weekly or read weekly over a long period of time or whatever. But the just the kind of thing, I think it makes sense that you watch a couple episodes and you're like, eh. Like, I think I've done that for a lot of Shonen series.
I mean, I feel like there was a period where I was watching it every day.
Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah, because it came on it like on some weird cable channel that my grandfather got in the middle of the afternoon, and I watched it every day in the summer.
Well, I guess you just have bad taste.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I never actually watched it. So.
I am fairly sure that as I am the one that picked Yu Yu Hakusho, I am the one with poorer taste than Ashley. But Escaflowne makes no sense.
Whatever, I spent $400 on that Kickstarter.
Hold on, I'm checking whether I have to make a disclaimer. Apparently, I didn't know this, but I apparently work for the publisher of the Yu Yu Hakusho manga. So the fact that I didn't know that, I think, should explain that I was not pushing it. But yes, I take whatever I say with a grain of salt, and also whatever I say does not represent the company I work for. But, yeah.
Jeff's company didn't touch my precious Escaflowne, so...
So what's my answer?
I'm so curious. Whatever you say, it's going to be wrong.
So part of my hesitation, like, I think one of the reasons that we didn't answer the question for a while is because I was like, this is a big question. This is an important... Because I was thinking of it as a permanent kind of thing. And that's not really how you should think of favorites. Like, they're not... I think they're more timeless than just like, oh, what's my current thing that I like a lot? But they shouldn't be like a thing that you have for your entire life. Anyway, I'm just saying, moods change.
Jeff's trying to say that we're wrong.
No, but no, he's not. Wrong. No, no. I'm just saying I'm going to pick an answer, and I guess what I'm saying is that I would not be surprised if 10 years from now my answer is very different.
I wouldn't be surprised if 2 years from now your answer is different.
Yeah, that too. That's the other problem. That I feel like you picking Ascalfone is like this is your life, life's passion, but just like it is a constant that's been with you for 15 years or whatever. You know, like, and that's not. I don't have anything that defining. I have things that I really love that are that defining, like Digimon or Lane or Final Fantasy, things like that. That are just, but like, anyway, I'm just okay. So what I have for the past couple weeks considered my favorite anime, which I haven't seen since 2014.
A couple weeks, guys.
anyway, is Barakamon, which if you don't, it's not as well known, but it's not one of the like pillar series like Ascalfone or Yu Yu Hakusho. Anyway, it was, it aired, I think, in the summer of 2014, and the story is about a calligraphy artist who is kind of banished to a rural island village, and has to kind of retreat to focus on his calligraphy. But in going there, meets a little girl. Like, I don't know what age she's supposed to be, like 7 maybe younger than that. I don't know ages of kids. Probably younger than that. Maybe. I don't know. No, I think 7 or 6. Anyway, and it's kind of about the two of them. And the main character is, I think, 22 or so. He's like around like right out of college age. And it's kind of about like him learning to connect with people, but also how that ties back into creativity and finding passion in new ways. And it's also just funny. It's really sweet. The reason I've been thinking about it in the past couple of months is because I've been reading the manga, and it is retraces a lot of the same steps and just makes me really appreciate it. And yeah, I was doing all that hedging because I haven't even watched this twice, you know, like saying it's my favorite anime of all time seems daunting. So next question, I think this will be the last one, was from a Tumblr anon in September asking us, what are our favorite seasons of Digimon?
I think we know Asher's answer.
No, we don't. Wait, I don't know Asher's answer. We know.
Oh God.
We know
who have you been paying attention?
Actually, we know who prefers season 2 to season 3. That does not prove favorite.
Didn't I actually say after finishing season 2 last time that, yeah, this is probably my favorite?
I mean, I've forgotten that. That was like months ago. I don't even know.
I can find in the first episode.
You're looking at the transcript.
I think in the first episode, I actually said it was Adventure because I hadn't seen it in so long, and I had a nostalgia film or something over my real true thoughts.
But now it's 02, right?
Yeah, it's back to 02, like it should be.
Okay, yeah, you did. In the first episode, you said, so my favorite is the first season of Adventure, and then Adventure 02, Frontier, and then Tamers.
Yeah, it's fair.
All is fair in love and Digimon. So Ashley, what's your? I feel bad answering this question before we're midway through our watch of the seasons. So I'm like, but like I have, it's unfair. Like we've seen Adventure and 02 much more recently than for you than Frontier, but for me than Frontier or Sabers or Crosswords.
I mean, I would have said Tamers, but now midway through, I'm like, ugh.
How much of that, like, I definitely feel like my opinion of Tamers has cooled just because of the slower pace we've been going through it. That doesn't feel like it feels like a little, in the abstract, a little bit more tedious because it's like...
I mean, it still feels like the more put together dark season that I would like. At the same time, the things that it does wrong make me angrier than the things that Adventure 02 and Adventure did wrong. I don't know. It's complicated. We have a complicated relationship right now.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I think it's still going to prevail for now.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Tamers in a, like, before we got to any of them, I would have said Tamers by far. And now it's, like, closer, but still, still on top. And... yeah.
And I mean, I don't think that Frontier is going to be able to like upset that.
No, probably not.
Based on lack of real nostalgia feelings for it.
You have no nostalgia feelings for it?
I mean, I'm like, yeah, whatever Takuya digivolved into, that thing was cool. Other than that, I'm like, eh. There were trains.
I mean, it's weird. I have almost no memory of watching Tamers as it like came. I did, but I like don't really, I guess I don't really tie that memory to other memories of the time. So I've kind of lost how I reacted at the time. Whereas Frontier, I have like very clear memories of by that point having like no one I could talk to about Digimon and being in the phase where like I could not publicly admit at all. Like I had moved on to Yu-Gi-Oh and could talk about Yu-Gi-Oh and tons of people, but like the fact that watching Digimon was a secret that I was ashamed of, but like I still really enjoyed it in my secret watching of it. And
I don't know, it was the beginning of the end. It moved to UPN, it like wasn't on Fox anymore.
Well, I think that was part of the like, I kind of wrote off Digimon as over. Like it was on cable now. It was on ABC Family. Like, that's where a new episode aired. So I was just like, I can't watch Digimon anymore. Digimon is over for me. That part of my life is over. And then I, like, you know, midway through the season, noticed it was on UPN and was like, I've rediscovered Digimon. Like, I can watch this again. And it's on, like, every day. It's on, like, 5 days a week. And I can, like, play video games while I do watch it and stuff like that. I don't know. Did you rediscover it or did you just know that it was on UPN?
No, I think I knew it was on UPN.
I don't think, was it on UPN from the beginning of the season, though?
I don't know. I think it's confusing because the end of it aired, as far as I can remember, the end of it aired in the summer when I was at my grandfather's, and it aired at a time when, like, we consistently were not there, or, like, that time we weren't there, so, like, I didn't watch the last episode for forever.
Yeah, I don't really have my memories of the end of the season. Most of my memories are from the beginning of the season because it would be syndicated repeats, so I feel like I would have ended up watching the first couple episodes more times than the others.
Yeah.
Which is a very different experience than, like, watching it on, like, it wasn't, like, new episodes aired on UPN, it was, like, weekday things, so it was, like, I think there were newer episodes on Mondays, like, the last week's episode would air on Monday or something like that, so I definitely remember being like, well, I need to watch on Monday. Vague memories. Anyway, if you want us to answer a question, you can send it to us on social media, email, letter, just put in a bottle, put in the ocean. We'll respond to it a couple years from now. In the wise words of Jaden Smith, you never learn anything in school. Think about how many car accidents happen every day. Driver's Ed, what's up? I still haven't been a driver's ed because if everybody I know has been in an accident, I can't see how driver's ed is really helping them out. On that note, you can find the full show notes for this episode by going to podigis.com/306.5. You can also leave comments there or via email to let us know any thoughts you had about this episode.
Podigis is made possible with the support from our awesome Patreon, including Amanda Angelwoman, Andre LeDucman, David Graumann, Eric Angemon, Joe Keto, Jack Santa Agumon, Kailunamon, Sam Kriwagamon, and Stevie Patamon.
If you want to support the show on Patreon, you can get some cool rewards, like access to our private Slack chat group for $1 a month, monthly stickers for $5 a month, and early episodes for $10 a month. We're really close to our next goal, which will allow us to get new podcast artwork commissioned more frequently, so check out patreon.com/podigis.
You can find Podigis on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with the Digimons and get funny images and GIFs related to the show. And if you don't like how you pronounce GIF, then become a Patreon so you can vote on how we have to pronounce it. You can find me on Twitter at ChefFunnyJeff. Ashley, where can they find you?
AshleyD00 on Twitter.
And Asher?
AsherDashery on Tumblr.
Our Calumon artwork is by the awesome Mary Cagle, a.k.a. Q Watermelon, on Tumblr and Twitter.
Share the podcast with your friends who think Rika's grandmother should be a tamer. And join us next week as we finally enter the digital world. Bye!
Bye.
And remember, never stop digivolving. That is a real word. Whoa!
What's a real word?
Let me see.
Blown.
No, so this is a Latin word. Prodigiosus. Prodigious comes from, apparently. Wait, did I say that? Prodigious. That's like the real thing.
Okay.
Right?
Dude, yes. I only took Latin in eighth grade.
No, I mean like the English word. Like the English word.
Oh, yes. It is prodigious. Yes.
I'm just like, so I can't say that without thinking prodigious now, that I just get very confused.
I see.
I mean, that makes sense because prodigious is the real word now.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. Totally right. We've overtaken, just like if you search like trends, Google Trends, prodigious will outrank prodigious. Totally.
Sure. So then my coworkers were really having a lot of fun with this Benedict Cumberbatch name generator.
what does it do?
It makes funny names for Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, it doesn't make
Burberry, names. Burberry, Notting Hill, Syphilis, Crumplehorn.
What?
Like, what does that have to do with Benedict Cumberbatch?
I don't know. I didn't understand, but they thought it was really funny.
So because nobody can pronounce his name or spell it, so people on Tumblr, name. Yeah.
Bento Box Waffle Smack. That's actually my name. But a white boy can't beckon. I don't know. This is what my coworkers do all day. But some of them were Pokemon. And so I was like, yeah, it's just so I could just like mash up Pokemon or Digimon names. But I was like, but that's no fun because they all end in Mon. And then one of them was like, is there a Digimon named Monmon? Is that like the Steve of Digimon? I don't know. I don't think so, though.
I feel like, is there a Monmon is the kind of conversations you have as in third grade on the playground. And like, what are the Pokemon?
But there is a Monmon, apparently. That's amazing. Yeah, totally the Steve of Digimon.
Oh, God.
It's a monkey. Oh, that's really cute.
Aw.
I bet that's the rookie form of our asshole Devo guy.
Hmm.
He looks just like him.
They have the same face.
Whoa, okay, but his evolution looks nothing like the...
Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
How did that happen?
This is how you Digimon, apparently. I don't know, man.
Also, he's a rookie. How did he go straight to Ultimate?
Yeah, what the heck is this? This is a lie.
Hitmon
was special.
Oh, his original name is Koemon.
Yeah. English, why did you do this?
Because they wanted him to be a monkey, so they made him Monmon.
They wanted him to be the Steve of Digimon. You're talking about...
Okay, let's, on the count of three, we'll say the secret code word, okay? So one, two, three. What? Digivolve the your differences!
Oh.
No one else. I was like, maybe one of you will.
That's not a word. That's a phrase.
You're a phrase. Okay.
Your password. You can use mine to get on the internet.
Oh, digits. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We are recording a episode of the podcast now. Welcome to Podigis, episode 306.5, Family Feedbacker.
Amanda Angelwoman. Blah, blah, blah. Rah, rah.
You can find me on Twitter at Chaffling Jeff. Ashley, where can I find you?
Ash McD on Twitter.
And...
Ash McD00. I don't know.
It's so easy. Like, it's just Ash McD. Like, Jeff, why are you so confused by your username all the time? Blah, 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 blah. I don't even know it. Share the podcast with your friends who think Rika's grandmother is their favorite. Blah. Share the podcast with your friends who think Rika's grandmother is their favorite. Favorite? How do I even?
Favorite.
Okay, well, okay, let's try and do it. Okay. I'm going to read from And Join Us Next Week, but then join in after I say remember, okay? And join us next week as we finally enter the digital world. Bye. And remember, never stop digivolving.
Never stop digivolving. It's not possible.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. However, the other one on three. One, two, three. Digivolve your differences. I tried to time it and just skipped a word.